Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today we're talking about pressure. I'm raising my hand. I mean, we all have pressure, right? It's how do we manage it, though? How do we quantify it so it doesn't take over our lives and we don't give it too much power? How do we do that? So we're going to be talking about that throughout the show. We're also going to be joined by our inspirational guest coming up in our next segment, Tanya Marin. She's going to be talking about her journey with having an eating disorder, going from anorexia to bulimia, but finally into recovery. And how is she living up full out today? How is she preventing herself from those triggers that might pull her back? So you don't want to miss that. Also, go to livingfullout.com if you want to hear today's show again, because we want to make sure that you stay supported as you handle these pressures. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi there. How can I help you today? What's going on?
Hi. So I have a question because I'm a single mom right now, and I'm trying to balance my life between my school, my son's school, and then my work. So I don't know if you can give me like an advice with that, or you can help me out, because sometimes I feel so stressed out that I don't know if I'm doing something wrong with my son's life or with my life, and I feel like sometimes that it's overwhelming for me. So I don't know if you can help me with that.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for calling in, and I have so much respect for single mothers, okay? I grew up with a single mother. She had three daughters, and so first of all, I want you to take a breath, okay? And I want you to always remember to breathe. Because the thing is, you have a lot to manage, a lot to handle. And the responsibility of your son and making sure that you go to school and you get your degree so you can get a better job, right? If we allow ourselves to layer, and layer, I'm talking about layering on thick all the pressure, then it'll feel like the steepest mountain ever. But it's your responsibility, and this is the biggest responsibility out of all of them, to take care of you. Because if you allow yourself to get whittled down, tired, depleted, sad, overwhelmed, then you can't give to your schoolwork, your son, your work, right? So it's really important that we take care of you. And I have no doubt, no, I'm going to sleep so well tonight that I have no doubt that you're an excellent mother. Okay? Check.
Thank you.
Okay? Natural gift. I can tell you got it. And I know you have a drive to do well in school. So again, check. Okay? But now let's talk about the you time. What have you done for yourself today? Just today. What's one thing that you did for yourself?
Honestly, nothing today.
Right? And what did you do for yourself yesterday? Selfishly, all for you. What did you do?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to torture you going, you know, 5 days back. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But do you see how you can't put yourself last? I realize that on certain days, your son may be the bigger priority because something might go on. He might have a talent show, or it might be a parent-teacher conference, or he might be sick. But then, and I know at sometimes school, you might have an exam or a final or whatnot, so that takes front seat. But you can't have every day the answer to how you treat yourself be nothing. So let's talk about something that you can do, okay? And not everything has to cost money, okay? What is one thing that would just bring a smile to your face today that you can do?
Probably just take a moment for me, read a book, or just like breathe and take everything slow.
Do you think when you consider all the things you have to do today, do you think you can find 10 minutes for yourself?
Yeah.
You think you can like find something where your son's busy watching a movie or doing homework, or and you can just carve out 10 minutes where you could go somewhere and be by yourself? And in that 10 minutes, yeah, you could go on your computer and watch an inspiring TED Talk, maybe not the whole thing, but some of it. In that 10 minutes, you could think about songs that make you happy, that inspire you, and just selfishly take 10 minutes to hear, you know, 3 or 4 songs. You could take time to read a book, not the whole chapter, but at least get started to get you revved up, right? You could pray, you could do anything. But I want you to take 10 minutes today. And if you get to the end of the day, 10 p.m. comes around, and you still haven't taken those 10 minutes, I want you to take them. I know that might seem like a little bit conflicting because you're like, ah, I want to go to sleep. I want you to take the 10 minutes because it's about reclaiming that time for yourself. Okay. And then tomorrow, I want you to do 10 minutes and the next day, 10 minutes. Okay. Once you've mastered doing 10 minutes a day, I want you to up the ante to 15 minutes. And that for 3 days, do 15 minutes. And then over time, you're going to feel less stressed. Isn't that exciting?
Yes, it is.
Right? So remember, you're an excellent mom. Check. You're a great student. Check. But the box that says I'm treating myself well, it's waiting for you. It's just longing for you to say, please check this box. So take today to check it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe in you. You can do this. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
You're very welcome. Have a great day. Thank you for calling in. And I'm with her, right? We can all feel the pressure that she's under, but we have to take time for ourselves. It is so important. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have another caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi. Welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So what's going on? How can we help you today?
So I have my question today is, how do I adjust living at home again after being independent and living on my own in college for 4 years? Like, it pertains to how do I live under a set of rules, kind of, for lack of a better term, being treated like a child after I getting all this independence and just being on my own and living on my own.
You know what? I love that you asked this question because I'll be honest with you. Most students, when they graduate, they do go home. It may not be for a year, but they do go home just to kind of do a reset. What am I doing next? Right? And so don't feel like going home is a step back, because it's actually something that most people do. Okay? So first of all, let that roll off your shoulders. Okay? Secondly, it's okay to have some rules, because if there were no rules, and there are households with no rules, and they just let you do everything you wanted, they paid all your bills, they basically rolled out the red carpet for you, there may not be an incentive for you to leave again. And the thing is in life, we need incentives. We need to, it's kind of like when someone wants to lose weight, right? They need to feel a little out of shape to want to get back in shape, right? But then at the same time, they need to feel the soreness of the muscles, you know, working out in order to feel like, gosh, something's happening. It's the same thing when you go home, although it'll be a little uncomfortable to have these rules. You need some rules there to remind you and to keep you looking forward to your own place. Okay. So let that fall off your shoulders, because that's just is. Right? Now, here's where you want to, you know, step into action. Do you live with your mom and dad, or just one parent?
I live with both my parents and my brother.
Okay. And are both of your parents 100% on the same page, or do they kind of function a little bit differently?
They're pretty much on the same page.
Okay. You want them to start to look at you as the man that you are. You may have left college a boy, but you graduated as a man, right?
And, yeah, exactly.
And I would have like a family meeting. I don't know that your sibling needs to be a part of the meeting, although they can be. But I think it's really you just sitting down with your folks saying, you know, gosh, I want you to know that I do respect your home rules and I will respect them. But I also would like to negotiate a few of them if we can. So if you go in there almost businesslike, right? And some things you're accepting, some things you're negotiating. And then what they're looking to see is how much have you actually grown up? You could even find places where you could do things without them asking. Listen, I know you guys are, I know I'm living here for free. So you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Take out the trash, you name it. So if you do those things, I know they'll look at you differently and respect what you need. Okay. Can you do those?
Yeah. We meet in the middle on a lot of things.
Well, I have to go to a break, but if you do that, I know you're going to do great. Okay. Thank you for calling in. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. But I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Just make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a taxi? 233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Don't you wish that getting your child to eat right, move more, and spend less time in front of a screen could be as easy as pushing a button? It might not be that simple, but you do have more power than you know. And you can maximize that power with proven strategies, tips, and tools from the National Institutes of Health's We Can, or Ways to Enhance Children's Activity and Nutrition program. We Can offers all kinds of resources, including fun recipes and activities the family can do together to show you the way to live a healthier lifestyle. We're not saying it's easy. We are saying that it can be done. Take the first step today. Call 1-866-359-3226 for a free We Can Parents Handbook. And be sure to visit the We Can website at wecan.nhlbi.nih.gov for free information, too. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
He knew exactly what to do.
I had no clue what I was doing.
We set up the rocket. Hit ignition.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hit ignition.
And then?
And then nothing. Sometimes I laugh when I'm frustrated.
Then out of nowhere, the rocket launched into the air.
The rocket did get into the air.
I've never seen anything fly so high.
And then crashed into a kite.
Look out! Look out!
And then the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfulout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello, welcome to the show. My name is Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. And so excited to have all you here today. Not excited because we're talking about pressure, because we all have that, but excited because we have the opportunity to release those pressures from our life, to find solutions to our problems. I mean, that's what the game of life is all about. How do we overcome those obstacles? And I'll tell you, each week we try to bring you guys inspirational guests that will really allow you to look at your life in a different way, to teach you a lesson that you can take to heart and apply to your life and allow you to get over those hurdles. And our inspirational guest today, Tanya Marin, is a perfect example of what it means to manage pressure, yet get through the fire, get through the expectations, the disappointment, and be able to come out to the other side and be happy with who she is, proud of who she is. So I'm going to welcome Tanya to the show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to take
me.
Absolutely. And honestly, what we're talking about today, I mean, the biggest part of your journey, what you had to overcome, was the eating disorder. And that is really kind of a silent epidemic that a lot of people have, whether people are overweight and they abuse the binging of food, or they're underweight and they fear everything they put in their mouth. It's this torturous, you know, love hate with food. And I know you went through that.
Yeah, definitely did.
Yeah. And it started for you around age 13. And can you explain to us the pressure that you were under from your sister to your mother? Because it kind of started there. You didn't come out of the gate as a child analyzing all your foods. It was somewhat of the pressure of your family that kind of triggered it.
Yeah, and I think just, you know, not only my family, but society in general, when I was 13, I felt that my body didn't look like everybody else's. I kind of matured a little bit before my classmates, so I was definitely on the heavier side. And I think that having that pressure from your mom, because of course I see it from a parent's perspective. You obviously want your child to be healthy, but sometimes putting someone on a diet or you know, purposely taking away foods from them at such a young age really doesn't, it affected me personally with my relationship with food. I started putting certain foods into categories. I said, okay, this is bad, this is good, this is what I'm allowed to eat. And then kind of turned into, well, if I eat this certain type of food, I'm a bad person. It wasn't just the food is bad, it's I'm bad because I'm eating certain food. So it was definitely a struggle. And I felt pressure from both, you know, my mom, because she would always compare me to my sister. And again, I don't think she did it with the intention of me you know, to have an eating disorder one day, but I think just society as a whole puts this pressure on women, on young girls at such a young age that in order to be successful or to be happy or fit into this box of beautiful, you have to look a certain way, which is completely false.
Now, the scary thing and almost confusing is that as you started to lose weight, you were applauded for it. And in some ways, it felt it encouraged you to keep going.
Yeah, and I think that's what really made me feel even more guilty when I did eat something that was quote-unquote bad. I felt like I had to hide it from everybody because they were going to ridicule me for not being, I guess, strong enough to resist those certain foods. And I think that the more that I would put myself in my mind that I wasn't allowed to it, the more I wanted those foods. So I would secretly eat in my room and I would feel so guilty because I was embarrassed that I wasn't strong enough to not have that piece of cake or not have that whatever it might have been, whatever dessert was that night. So yeah, that was kind of hard and it was shameful in a way. Saying it out loud, it took me a while to realize that it was a problem because I thought something as simple as food, people were just never going to understand.
Now, I know you were restricting your foods and you had them in good and bad categories, but were you also up in the ante with aggressive workouts?
For me, not so much. I would say that I would do these weird diets, like cleansing diets. I don't think I had the energy to even work out. Mm. But when I did work out, I wanted to make sure that I was going to lose 5 pounds that day, as ridiculous as it sounded. But I would put on this like jumpsuit that made sure that I was sweating a lot or going to the sauna or work out that entire day because I felt like I had to save my energy because I would only eat enough to be able to work out. And then the rest of the week, I just didn't have the energy to do all of those workouts.
Did the rational side of you know this is not good? Like it's getting worse?
I think so, but I didn't want to admit it because I liked that people thought that I looked good or that, you know, my weight was going down. I didn't want to say it out loud, so I kept it a secret, but I knew in the back of my head, I shouldn't be throwing up food, Tanya. I knew that it wasn't normal, it wasn't okay, but I thought that I was in control. At the end of the day, I thought, if I really wanted to stop, I can stop tomorrow. It's not a big deal, but
yeah, and a lot
that wasn't the case.
And a lot of these behaviors are learned. I know that you watched your sister and your mother diet, and you learned that.
Mm-hmm.
But who taught you how to purge?
I actually saw it on a soap opera once. Was the first time I saw someone actually eat something and then go to the bathroom and throw up. And I thought I had just discovered the best thing in the world. And I tried it, and I kind of just started doing it, and that was the first time I saw it was on TV. And I don't recall if they portrayed it in a good way or in a bad way, but I just remember it was actually a family show, but yeah, that's where I learned.
And did you keep that a secret?
That behavior.
Did you keep that a secret, or did your mom or your sister know you were purging?
My mom eventually found out because I told one of my cousins, because she struggled with her weight as well. So I thought I was doing her a favor. And I remember one night I was like, all right, I'm going to tell you my secret. This is the best thing ever. And I told her that I would throw up.
Mm-hmm.
She told on me.
So
my mom started watching me, and I remember being so mad at her because here I thought, I was like, I'm helping you, and you just completely betrayed me.
And you turned on me.
Well, yeah. Tanya, I want you to stay with us because we have to take a commercial break, but I'm telling you, your story, thank you for being so honest and raw in telling it, because We want everybody listening today, if you are experiencing any of these behaviors or thoughts that she went through, we want to make sure that we get you back on a healthier track. So, Tanya, stay with us. Everybody, we're coming back after this break. This is the Living Full Out Show. I'm Nancy Soleri. Stay with us.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Soleri, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For the Living Full Out radio show, it's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true. I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own.
Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about pressure in our life and how we best manage that, or in some cases, we may need to turn to others for support to help see what we can't see to get past that hurdle. But I'd like to welcome back our inspirational guest today, Tanya Murren, to the show, because she's sharing with us the intimate details of her journey having an eating disorder. So I'd like to welcome Tanya back to the show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. So in the last segment, you were sharing with us about how your eating disorder started to escalate. It went from monitoring your foods to really going through bulimic behaviors of purging. And if you could just educate our listeners on what anorexia versus bulimia is, those two different stages.
Yeah. So while I'm definitely not, a qualified therapist by any means, but anorexia is the more when you use restrictive behaviors, not eating certain foods. And then bulimia is more engaging in purging foods. And that for me is more what I struggled with, was a mix of more definitely bulimia, because I would purge, I would binge and purge a lot. And there's also, binge eating disorder as well. I think people tend to forget about that one.
Mm-hmm. And when you were in the process of purging, because it really became your new way of living, your new way of eating, mm-hmm. were there times that you would look at yourself in the mirror in that bathroom and just cry?
All the time. I would step on the scale and those numbers had such this impact across on me, and I would cry if I mean, to be honest, no number ever really felt low enough. I looked in the mirror, I never felt good enough. And I was tired of feeling that way, and I would break down and just cry because I wanted to get better. I didn't know where I went wrong, because I, like mm-hmm. I said before, I thought I was in control. And then here I was crying because of a number that I saw on the scale, and I wanted so bad to get better, but I didn't know how to. So yeah, there were many nights or even days, mornings where I would just sit in the bathroom and cry because I didn't know how to stop thinking this way and how to not see myself in such a negative way.
And you went through months and years of this behavior. And what were some of the things in terms of the way that you damaged your body?
I think one of the biggest things was just my throat and my insides. Obviously, I thought that I was, again, keeping it under control. So I thought as far as my inside or my personal health that I was okay. But then when you do go to the doctor and you get that blood work done, you realize you're not okay. I hadn't had a period for almost a year. Mm-hmm. Everything that I did try to eat, it was very hard to kind of keep down. I felt like food was always kind of stuck in my throat. My teeth were always hurting because of the purging, and just physically I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. I didn't have much energy and I couldn't sleep. But yeah, as far as health-wise, just because someone may look okay on the outside doesn't mean they're doing okay on the inside as well.
Yeah, and thank you for sharing that with us, because I think we have to know what the reality is of the behaviors we do. And so I appreciate you sharing that. And what was the moment that you finally reached where you were just sick and tired of literally being sick and tired? You had had it.
I think when I went to my sister finally, and I was just like, her name's Diana. I said, Diana, I can't do this anymore, because I was just, I had dropped out of school. I didn't socialize. I think I was just so embarrassed, and I never felt good enough to be out in public. I didn't want anybody to see me, because I felt like I wasn't worthy of having friends or having a life. So I would isolate myself, and I lost a lot of friendships, relationships. And I didn't want to live like that anymore. And I think one of the biggest points was realizing that I was starting to affect my family. I had a younger sister who we were going through a tough time as it was family-wise, but she would hear the way that I spoke about myself and spoke about food, and I realized it was starting to affect her. And I see her, and I think she's absolutely beautiful. So to have robbed her of, you know, any innocence or put any negative thoughts in her head completely broke me. And I knew that I now wanted to take care of her, but I needed to take care of myself first.
To be so self-aware and to get to that moment and actually be able to confront that and accept that. I mean, that right there is just why you are on the show today. And congratulations for reaching that moment on your own. You weren't dragged into recovery. You stepped in on your own. And what was the recovery process like for you?
It was hard. I had in my mind, I put a timeline on it. I remember I was like, okay, I'm going to start therapy, and I'll go once a week, and I'll get better by the end of, you know, for Christmas, I'll be fine. It didn't turn out like that. I went to therapy not even 2 weeks, and she sent me off to a facility to live in, treat as a live-in house treatment for people with eating disorders. I checked myself in, and it was hard, because she, like for a lot of people, I'm sure my eating disorder was a coping mechanism. And to strip that security blanket from me and actually have to face my demons was hard, and it wasn't an easy road. It had its ups and downs, and I was in treatment for over a year, and then I had to kind of learn to be on my own afterwards. So I still consider myself on my road to recovery, because I do have my ups and downs here and there, but thankfully now I don't turn to those behaviors when dealing with hardships or heartaches in my life. Mm-hmm. And I definitely don't have that negative talk or hatred that I once had. So I get through those hardships now. It sucks, but I'm okay.
Well, and again, it's kind of going through all those different stages that you had to accept and get through. And for our audience that is listening today, if someone knows that their sibling, their sister, their daughter, or even son or brother needs to go to recovery, how could somebody best encourage them? Because you kind of got to that place on your own. But if somebody had pressured you or had constantly hounded on you, you might have not taken it or heard it the same way. But how could someone in our audience today, if they had been your friend, your mother, your sibling, how could they have influenced you to go?
I would say maybe taking them or going with them to a therapy session, so you're in an environment that's safe for that person to open up and to hopefully they can hear it. Because I know for me, I had my sister wanted to help me, but anything she said went in one ear and out the other sometimes. So I think that's what happens to a lot of people. And sometimes when they hear it from a doctor or from a therapist, it can maybe click in their head a little bit more. So I would say going to a therapy session with them, maybe not even saying much, but just listening and being there for them will hopefully make that decision to get help easier.
That's great advice. And for somebody who's listening today who knows that they have this challenge, they have an eating disorder, but maybe they're saying to themselves, I can't afford rehab, or I have to work, I can't be gone for a year. What do you say to them?
I say you can't work and you can't live if you're not healthy. I use that excuse for a long time, saying that, well, I can't go. I can't afford to go right now. But the truth of the matter is I wasn't going to have a future if I didn't get myself better first. And unfortunately, eating disorders, it's one of the things that most insurance companies don't cover, I would say. But thankfully, there is the National Eating Disorder Association. There's sites out there that can help you find, whether it be in the form of scholarships or find cheaper rehab facilities over the country. There are resources. It's just a matter of kind of searching for them that can hopefully get you or a loved one the help that they need.
Well, thank you for those resources. And everybody listening, if you know somebody who's going through this or you are yourself, take some time today to do that search and see what support is in your local area. And Tanya, as we kind of round out the show today, we're talking about pressure. And I know that for someone going through an eating disorder, there are pressures, there are triggers. But what can you share with us, final lesson, tips that you can share in terms of how to best manage those pressures?
I would say is have a game plan in place. This may be more for someone like me, kind of after recovery. For example, the holidays are coming up. I know those dinners, family being around, I love them, but they can trigger me sometimes. So I go in with a game plan. I have, you know, my therapist there. I'll make sure I go to therapy that week, or I'll go to a support group. I'll have a text group with some of the people that I was in treatment with, just in case I need to step out and talk to someone. Or again, you can go to the NADA hotline and call someone. Just having a game plan and having those resources before you get in a situation where you know you could be triggered. One other thing I know for my family, I speak up. I think that's another thing we forget, is just to speak up. Once talk around food, I mean, it's already hard for someone with an eating disorder to be around certain foods and in certain situations. So I think it's also important to know when to speak up and not be afraid to be like, this conversation is not helpful. Can we talk about something else? And you'll be surprised that a lot of the times we're so afraid that people are going to judge us or they're going to think that we're crazy. But at the end of the day, if they know that it's affecting us, especially family members, they won't mind switching the conversation.
That is great advice to land on today. And thank you so much, Tanya, for being on our show. And we're going to be thinking of you and wishing you all the best. So thank you for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Nancy.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening, take everything that she said to heart, apply it to your life, release those pressures today. We'll be right back after this break taking your calls. It's all about living your life full out. We'll be back.
Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The following message is about Medicaid and CHIP, free or low-cost health coverage for kids and teens. Enrollment is open year-round.
Hey, voice lady, give me the mic.
Okay.
Hey, DJ, let's switch up the music. That's better. So listen up, moms and dads out there. There are these programs called Medicaid and CHIP. They offer free or low-cost health coverage for kids. Things like doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and shots are covered. All the stuff that keeps kids like me healthy and in charge.
So, as you can tell, a covered kid is a confident kid. And it means confident parents, too. To learn more about affordable health coverage for your family, visit healthcare.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669.
Yep, you could do something big for your family today because enrollment is open year-round.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And Sophia.
They're going to jump out of trees. You can't stop them. They'll go down the slide head first. They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? I'm Andrew Hoffman. I invented the lost cat magnet. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. Just listen to one satisfied cat. That's proof. You should invent stuff too. But remember, don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet.
Enroll, we say, we want you to be okay. Enroll, we say, take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable. It covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people!
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
When overwhelmed by life pressures, I want you to always remember to breathe. Take a moment, press the reset button, and allow yourself to get some clarity. Most of all, speak out. Look to people for support. Tell them what's going on. Or go online, find resources in your local area to give you that motivation to allow you to have stability in your life. It is never too late to get past those pressures and step into claiming your life and living full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Thank you again for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And we are talking about pressure and how to handle those. And I just want you all to know that the pressures that you feel today, they're not going to last forever. But new ones will come, and then those won't last forever. But the best thing that we can do is just anticipate knowing that we're not going to have a life pressure-free, okay? That's just not going to happen. But what do we learn from those stresses? We learn how strong we are, the strength that we have, how resourceful we can be. Sometimes you realize who your real friends are. Sometimes it'll get you to a place where you develop a passion or a legacy that you want to leave because of all that you've endured. So rather than looking at the pressures as these dark cloud of negativity, embrace the pressure and say, okay, what are you here to teach me? Teach me the lesson and then go. And then ask the next pressure. All right, you're here. What can I learn from you? And now go. Okay, but you have to look at it with a positive lens, or it can overtake you. It can gobble you up. But I think that you know, and I know, we all know, that we actually have that ability. It's a choice. And it's about choosing the right words to allow ourselves to stay in a positive place. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for calling in. How can we help you?
I just have a question. So I feel very vulnerable at work, and I'm new to the workplace, and I often feel less qualified and not really smart compared to my coworkers. So how do I build up my confidence?
That is a great question, because we've all been there, right? We've all, whether it's our first day or we've been there for a year or whatnot, we've all had those moments where we feel competitive to our coworkers. We wonder if we're doing enough. So let me ask you a question. What do you admire most about what you bring to your work environment?
Well, I'm nice. So I'm always very friendly to everyone.
Okay. And actually, do you know that you get points for being nice? Nice is a good thing. Not everybody is nice. Okay. They're not all nice. Mm-hmm. What else do you bring to the table?
I'm a good listener, and I type pretty fast, so they ask me to take minutes. I'm a good listener, I would say. So I take very good notes.
Okay, and all of those are great qualities, right? Because now you're getting into technical qualities. The taking of notes, that's a physical action. The being a good listener, that's good in a career, but also in life. Now, what do you feel that other people have that you don't have?
I think the other people in the workplace are a lot more vocal. They've been there a lot longer, know what they're doing. So they talk with more confidence. They know everything that's going on. I'm still learning everything. So I kind of keep quiet more because I'm trying to process and learn everything, but it makes me feel, it just makes me feel dumb compared to everyone else. And I know that it's a new job and I can't expect myself to know everything, but it's still hard to fight the low self-esteem in the workplace.
So when these people say things, do you agree with them?
Yeah, because they've had more time. I agree with them I ask questions.
Okay.
They know what they're doing and they're very knowledgeable in work. So I ask a lot of questions so that I can better understand what's happening.
So
but
now
sometimes I feel like I'm asking too many questions.
No. Don't feel that way. So here's the thing. Now you're taking me right where I want to take you. Okay. The thing is you feel like you're not good enough. You feel like you don't know enough because they're more confident. They're talking more than you are. So you know how you get talking? You agree with them. You say, I like the way you said that. Or good point. Just let your voice be a presence. It's not to say that you have to have answers or solutions, but even by agreeing with somebody, even by saying, great job, or gosh, I like the way you presented that, your vocal cords, your voice is heard, okay? And then from there, as you develop your confidence, you might say to them, yeah, I agree, and this is why. Do you see that? You have to start talking. But the great thing is your talking can be like piggybacking on what they're saying. You don't have to be the one with years of experience, but you can absolutely agree with them, and you can chime in. And I think if you start there, you're going to see your confidence build. They're going to hear your voice more, and then it'll all equal out. Okay? But thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And for everybody who called in today, thank you. And I hope that you were able to get past a pressure in your life. And everybody listening today, we have that ability to let go of those pressures and live our life full out. The entire Living Full Out team is dedicated to supporting you each week. So just know that you are here. Call in anytime. Check us out on Alexa or go to your app store. Just know that it's all about living full out. Tell those pressures they have no place in your life. Get out of here. Okay? We'll be seeing you next week. I believe in you. And here's to you living your life full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Soleri. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.